Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Even with Hashim Amla and AB de Villiers rested, and two debutants in Riley Rousseau and Mutukosisi Shetsi, South Africa thrashed Zimbabwe by 7 wickets in the third and final ODI in Bulawayo. Marshaan de Lange also made his long-awaited return to international cricket, as South Africa dominated the final game of their tour to take a 3-0 series win. De Lange took 3 for 31 and left-arm pacer Shetsi 1 for 8, as South Africa dismissed Zimbabwe for 165 to set themselves a modest target. Elton Chigumbura top-scored for Zimbabwe with 90. Zimbabwe were then soundly beaten, with Quinton de Kock hitting 84 and 75 balls, South Africa romping to victory in just 27.2 overs. A dynamic 110-run opening partnership between Charlotte Edwards and Heather Knight put England women on course for a 42-run win over India women in the first one-day international in Scarborough. The pair both scored half centuries before England reached 153 for 3 in the 31st over when rain stopped the match, with them comfortably ahead of the duck with Lewis Parr's score. Indy had earlier scored 193 for 8 in 47 overs, after their innings was also cut short by the rain. Jess Cameron stroked an unbeaten half-century to guide Australia women to a 4-wicket win over Pakistan women in the first one-day international at Redlands Cricket Club in Brisbane. The match served as the first one played as part of the ICC Women's Championship, the new qualification pathway for the 2017 World Cup. Bisma Maruf top-scored with 53, as Pakistan were bowled out for 157 after winning the toss and choosing to bat. After four Australians took 2 wickets apiece, Cameron's 56th not out in 60 balls helped the home side reach their target in 36.1 overs. Off-spinner Sachitra Senaniaka has completed 10 days of remedial work on his bowling action in Perth. The Sri Lankan spinners were reported for bowling with a suspected illegal action during his country's tour of England in June. He was then banned from bowling after independent analysis of his action was carried out in Cardiff and submitted to the ICC. Subsequently, he has spent 10 days at the University of Western Australia in Perth, working with Darryl Foster to concentrate on remodelling his action.